Exercise 2. Pauses can be helpful in communicating. Long pauses can be used strategically to put pressure on another person to respond to a question or to concede an offer. Thus, creating a long pause puts pressure on the other person to fill the pause. Negotiators use this tactic to pressure an opponent to give in. The one who breaks the silence is often the one who concedes. In a study, participants from Taiwan and the U.S. engaged in a negotiation, and a repeated pattern was observed. An American participant would make an offer. A participant from Taiwan would look down at his or her profit sheet to consider the offer. A long pause would ensue, during which time the Taiwan participant was thinking. Inevitably, the American would make a conceding offer before the Taiwan participant could respond to the initial offer. The Americans couldn't wait through the extended pause, taking the pause as a rejection of the offer.